Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to the Mask Off Conference with your host, Katrina Benson, your favorite life coach. Today's topic is called A Murderer's Shame. Did you ever kill someone and you're having a hard time getting over it? Or was someone you love killed and you're wondering what the murderer was thinking? You're going to enjoy this podcast today. Let me start by saying this. For the last 4 or 5 years, I've been talking to murderers. I've been having conversations with murderers. Murderers has been venting to me, talking about the situations and what happened, what led them to kill. And one of the things I found out through talking to people who confess these things to me is that a lot of people that you would less expect or least likely expect is capable of murder. Let me say this. Murder is not okay and it should never be an option. It should never be an option. It should never be the go-to. It should never be the result of any type of conflict. It should never be the answer to any quarrel. Let's just put that out there, okay? All right. So I talked to murderers of different races, different ages, male and female. One thing they all have in common, they have a lot of shame. The field that I work in case you guys are wondering why murderers are talking to me, the field I work in is the recovery field. I work with those who are in long-term recovery, which are living in sobriety, and I also work with those who are inpatient, who are just coming off the streets and, you know, they're sober for the first time in maybe years. And so their conscience is messing with them, right? And we have support groups. And sometimes during support groups and sometimes during one-on-ones, they start to open up and share, right? And I guess they feel comfortable with me. Of course, they must, that they want to share these things that's on their mind. And murder is something that a lot of times we believe that a person committed their, you know, Freddy Krueger, Jason Voorhees, you know, Chucky. We envision these mean looking, gruesome looking people. But when you actually meet people who killed people, you know, in their past, sometimes when you meet them, they don't even look like the stereotypical murderer. They look like a normal human being, maybe living normal human being life, you know, loving their children, you know, loving their spouse, providing, probably not even in that lifestyle anymore, probably not even killing anymore, probably not even thinking of those things anymore. So a lot of what they tell me is shame. A lot of them have shame. They have guilt of the life that they took. I don't care how much they felt it was deserved. I don't care how much they felt it was deserved, it was needed, that was something they had to do. They have a hard time facing what they did. And a lot of times this is why persons with that history, and when I say murder, I'm not only talking about, you know, killing someone out here in the streets between a quarrel or something like that. Like, it could be abortion. It could be they were in the military and they had to kill, you know, it's part of their job. It could be a car accident where they wasn't drunk, they wasn't high. They just literally just, it was an accident. And the person who they got in an accident with died. Or maybe they were the driver and they got into an accident and the passenger died and they blame themselves. Maybe, you know what I mean? They feel like they stressed out their woman so much that she lost the baby and they blame themselves for that murder. Maybe they blame themselves for the loss of their own child that was in their belly because they feel like it's their cause. So a lot of people carry around the shame of murder. So it's not always a typical aggressive crime, intentional. Sometimes it's other things as well. So shame, removing that shame. You know what I mean? Murder is one of those things where people feel like they'll forgive you for everything else, but when they come to murder, they're like, oh no, I don't want nothing to do with this person. Oh no, this person. And it's easy for people to feel like that about a person when they kill someone they love, or they're watching their story on TV and they're like, oh, get rid of them. And then, you know what I mean? But it's amazing how much compassion people have for murderers when someone they love is the murderer, when their child is the murderer, when it's them who's the murderer, when their spouse is the murderer, someone they love is the murderer. Then they make excuses for it. So that shows that people only want to dish out hard criminal action when there's no emotional attachments. But if it's someone they love, they have emotional attachments. Let me tell you something about retaliation. Retaliation is still like having a gun in your hands. If you send someone out there and say, hey, you know, get back at this person for hurting my loved one, it's still like pulling the trigger. That's why in a court of law, the person who even came up with the idea of doing it goes to jail. Because it's still like pulling the trigger. How do you get past the shame of murder? You know what I mean? So someone listening to this may have killed someone before. Maybe people knew about it. Maybe you did time. Maybe no one knows about it. You know what I mean? Maybe it's a situation where you terminated pregnancies or a pregnancy and no one knows about it. Maybe it's a situation where, you know what I mean, you were in a car accident and the other person died. And these thoughts just been in the back of your mind. Or maybe you meant to fix the brakes on something on the car, and because you didn't, the accident occurred and someone died and you blame yourself. Whatever the case may be, how do you get past the shame of murder? All right, so one of the things is this, you got to understand. Even though murder is a harsh thing, No sin is no bigger than the other. No dark deed is no bigger than the other. They are wrong, right? So you don't have to put yourself at this with this crown of shame on as if you're a leopard. Because your wrong is wrong. It's not like super wrong. It's not like super sin. It's sin, right? And the mere fact that your heart is beating, even though you may feel like it's not fair that your heart is beating, or you may wonder why God even got you alive, or why God didn't take you out yet. You know, you may think God is looking at you every day with disgust and shame. You may feel like you don't want to believe in God, because if you serve him, he's going to strike you down. So it's best to stay away from him because you did so much dirt. And you're probably thinking this way, but let me tell you, your heartbeat is proof that you have time to repent. Your heartbeat is proof that you could say, God, forgive me. Your heartbeat is proof that you can make things right in your life. Now, you can't go back in the past. But this is the thing. You have to forgive yourself. Even though you don't feel you deserve it, you got to forgive yourself. You got to forgive yourself. And you're like, Trina, I don't deserve it. Look what I did. You got to forgive yourself. The state of mind you were in when you committed that crime, you're not in that mind frame anymore. You have to learn that lesson. And the pain and regret you feel from it, let that be what keeps you from making that same mistake again. And for those of you who accidentally killed someone and still carry the shame, let me tell you this. You got to forgive yourself, because you're not a malicious person and would not have intentionally killed that person. So you got to forgive yourself. You got to forget. How do you forgive yourself? You say, I did it. You admit it first, because some of us, we try to not admit it. And this is why we want to get high, drunk, become a sex addict, do all types of stuff, because we don't want to admit it, because admitting it means it's real. But you got to stop sweeping it underneath the rug, because it happened. So the thing is, you got to admit it. Not to people. You ain't got to admit it to people. People just was trusting me and admitting it to me. I wouldn't even ask them about it. They just was venting to me. But you don't got to vent to another human being. You ain't got to tell another human being. You ain't got to write a letter to the family. You know what I mean? Sometimes the amends you got to make is with your creator. Simply with your creator. So, saying to the Lord, Lord, I did this and I'm so sorry. I need you to lift the weight of unforgiveness, the weight of the shame. Forgive me and show me how to forgive myself. And stop looking at yourself like a monster. Like it's something wrong with you. Because you're human. Humans make errors and mistakes. And I don't know what your belief is. Everyone's belief is different. But let me tell you this, right? My belief is Christianity, right? And I ain't about to try to make you believe what I believe, okay? I'm not going to make you. But I want to tell you this. One of the people in the Bible committed murder. And God used this man mightily. And the murder he committed, he did it out of rage, out of anger. Like he snapped. But God ended up still using him. I say that to say that sometimes you think that your mistakes are too far and God can't forgive you. God can't give you another chance at life. That God is just sitting around mad and angry and disgusting and throw you in a pile of hopelessness and that you're going to go to hell and he letting you live every day and your ending is hell. Like, so you might as well just live it up because your ending is hell anyway. No. Your heartbeat is proof that God is giving you a chance to repent. He don't see you like you think he see you. Repent. And ask the Lord to soften the family of that person who lost their life. To soften their heart and give them a forgiving spirit. It's going to be a process. Just start the process between you and God. Even if it's a secret no one knows, or something no one knows, start the process with you and God. Now, the next part of this is, what if someone killed someone you love? You know what I mean? Have you ever wondered what they were thinking? You know what I mean? What was they thinking when they did this? I'm going to tell you. A lot of them was on snap mode. Snap. S-N-A-P. You know what that is? That means that they were so out of their mind. They were so out of their element, out of their head. They were so focused on their anger, their rage, their hopelessness, no desire to live, feeling like they got nothing to lose, probably high, drunk, battling with mental illness. It's out of their element, which makes them easy to snap. A lot of murders are committed by hurt people. Let's put that out there. They don't know the victim personally. They don't know a lot about them. They don't know their family. They just snap because they have so much pain and hurt in them. And because a lot of their pain and hurt is childhood pain and hurt. So they're looking for a reason to express it on anyone. And a person filled with hurt and pain to the point that it's messing with their head and they mentally unstable and they got a gun. They'll kill without conscience. They'll kill without remorse. They'll retaliate without remorse. They'll shoot into a crowd and don't care who they hit without remorse. They'll take their cargo fast speed on traffic with no remorse. They'll shoot into a crowd at the bus stop with no remorse. Because there's nothing inside of them but pain and darkness. Is that an excuse for them hurting your loved one? No. Hurt people. So, I'm going to tell you got to be in a real dark place to kill someone. You have to be in a real hurt place to kill someone. You have to be really disconnected to kill someone. You have to be really afraid to kill someone. You have to be really out of your element to kill someone. Healthy, happy people isn't walking around killing people. They find other ways to deal with stuff. So when you find an area filled with crime, it's a lot of hurt people in that area. Holy Ghost. When you find an area filled with murders and everything, it's a lot of mental illness in that area. It's a lot of pain in that area. It's a lot of generational curses in that area. It's a lot of hopelessness in that area. So when you got people who grow up in areas that is all bad, all surrounded with negativity and hurt and despair and all those things, and maybe in their own life they got hurt and despair and it happens all around them, it's easier for a person to adopt that atmosphere, that mindset, and the first thing they think is kill. Some people, they don't know how to handle life. So, I thank you all for tuning in to this podcast. Please share if you see fit. Remember to forgive yourself. Forgive those who come up against you. Forgive those who caused you pain. Hurt people. Holding on to it would only keep you stuck. Sometimes you got to forgive people even if you feel they don't deserve it. Forgive them for you. So you won't keep carrying around that pain. All right? Feel free to inbox me. Send me messages of any ideas you have for the podcast. Any topic ideas you have for the podcast. Love you guys. Talk with you soon. Bye.